Now, moving on and to those dramatic scenes yesterday and in the early hours of this morning, a 4,000-ton cargo ship which lost power and drifted dangerously close to a rocky shore at Hook Head in County Wexford is now under tow back to Waterford Port. The vessel, named the Lily B, had 9 people on board, was rescued overnight by three crews from the RNLI with the support of a Coast Guard helicopter in gale force winds and waves of up to 9 metres. Neville Murphy was one of the crew with the RNLI lifeboat that left Dunmore East, and he's on the line now. Very good afternoon to you, Neville, and thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Now, from what I read of this operation, it was quite some rescue and in extremely challenging conditions. Tell us how it unfolded.
Yeah, just before 3 o'clock yesterday, our bleepers went. The RNLI were alerted from the coordinates, the Coast Guard Coordination Centre of Dublin, that there was a vessel in distress off of Hookhead, and loss of power and drifting towards the rocks. So we immediately scrambled, and I suppose we kind of all knew the weather that was there on the day. Mm. You know, you have an idea what the weather is doing. It's a rough enough day. But I suppose it's as soon as you get into the lifeboat and round the breakwater, the harbour, and you hit your first and second wave, you really realise, you know, the conditions that you're in. And yesterday they were absolutely horrific. We had high winds and high seas, and it was extremely difficult to even get to the vessel, you know. Mm.
And the imperative was to try and stop it ending up on the rocks at Hook Head. So while you were waiting for the tug to arrive, it was your task and your colleagues from Kilmore Quay and Rosslare Harbour to try to mount that operation.
Yeah, we were kind of estimating the drift rate of the vessel, so we were calculating how far he was drifting and how long it was going to take the tug to get on scene, because our lifeboats are not designed to tow 4,000 mm. tons. That's absolutely massive. I mean, our Trent class lifeboat is 28 tons. The Tamar from Kilmore Quay is just over 30, and the Severn from Rosslare is 40 tons. So we have nearly 60 tons trying to tow 4,000 tons.
Yeah.
The sums don't really add up for this one, you know. So it was always going to be a difficult one. But we knew at that time, once we got on scene and assessed it and did our calculations, we knew that the tug would not be on scene before that boat went up into the rocks.
So you had to do something.
We had to do something, absolutely. We made attempts to, both ourselves and Kilmore Quay made attempts to initiate a tow. The first couple towed, they failed, you know, in the sea conditions. So I suppose just to describe it a little bit, the howling winds and the high seas. So you have the coxswain of our boat trying to pass directions to his crew on the deck in the howling wind while the waves are breaking over your head. So the whole communication thing is difficult, Brian, you know. And we have to have a man in the middle to pass messages to each other, and that's while the coxswain is trying to actually helm the boat. Mm. And I have to say, from where I sat yesterday, all three coxswains of the RNLI, the seamanship that they displayed was a testament to the training and that we do in the RNLI.
And this was hour after hour.
That was the hard part. I mean, you get into that, and by the time we actually finished the whole operation, we were 12 hours at sea. And that's, you know, at no time can you relax, even when we're getting out of the boat. Steaming out there initially, you know, you can't switch off. You're full time embracing. You're watching the waves come, and you're counting them. You're holding on, and that's when you have daylight. What happened later on is nightfall, and then you can't see the waves coming. That makes it a lot more difficult then. So the sea is hitting your boat, and you're literally you don't see it coming. You know,
so the training kicks in, of course, Neville, doesn't
training.
It? The training kicks in.
It really does,
yeah.
I mean, ultimately, you can train for that kind of a scenario, yes, and it's absolutely impossible in those conditions. Mm. But the training we do really brought us up to that, you know, and I think that's really what got us through it, you know.
Well, well done to all of you on the three lifeboats, the Kilmore Quay lifeboat, Dunmore East and Rosslare Harbour, as well as the Air Sea Rescue helicopter. And thank you for giving us just some insight into what was, in the end, a successful... But yes, of course...
Just to mention that all of these guys on three lifeboats, they're all volunteers.
Yep.
And that the RNLI is a charity, and these guys left their families during the day, you know, and their families don't know when they're coming back. So it's absolutely fantastic. And I'd like to say, you know, if anyone wants to donate... We have a website there, rnli.org. You know, we'd be glad. Everybody's suffering these times, so we'd
All
be glad
right.
of any donations.
All right, Neville. We're happy to allow you to make that appeal. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us. That was Neville Murphy.